You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, since a federal appeals court on Friday reinstated Wisconsin's voter ID law, voters may be confused about how the law is going to affect them, what forms of ID they need. We'll check in with the director of Wisconsin's Government Accountability Board.
But first, do you suffer from put-it-off-till-later syndrome, also known as procrastination?
Here are some of the symptoms. You feel like your life is constantly on hold while you're organizing the drawers, clearing the desk clutter, answering all of your emails.
Well, in this week's Teach Me What You Know, we're asking a comedian and super organizer for help.
Without putting it off any longer, Samantha Bennett is with us. She's the founder of the Organized Artist Company and author of the book Get It Done, From Procrastination to Creative Genius in 15 Minutes a Day. Sam, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Rob. Hi, Veronica.
So what is it? What lies at the root of procrastination? Why do we put stuff off?
Put stuff off mostly because of fear. Fear of success, fear of failure, fear of looking foolish, fear of investing a lot of time in something and then not having it work out. But the fact of the matter is we all have projects that are really close to our heart, you know, that really matter to us. And somehow every single day we get everything done for everybody else. And that, you know, that writing project, that photography project, that clutter clearing project, even though we know it would make a huge difference in our life, it keeps going undone.
And so what are some baby steps that we can take once we acknowledge that we have a procrastination problem, but we don't want it to run our lives?
Well, the first thing I would do is just really get in touch with the desire. The fact that you've been procrastinating is actually great news. It's a sign of your genius. You know, you have this idea that will not leave you alone. And you feel bad about not doing it. This is great news. So to really just get in touch with how strongly you want this thing, whatever it is. And I invite everybody listening to go ahead and make this commitment right now. Spend 15 minutes a day, every single day, before you check your email. Before you check your email, spend 15 minutes a day on the projects that matter most to you.
Now, 15 minutes doesn't sound like much. Can 15 minutes of focus on something really help do that task, whether it's a big creative project or a household chore?
You know, it's jaw-dropping how much work you can actually get done in 15 minutes, even if it's just doodling or daydreaming or staring at a blank piece of paper for 15 minutes. You know, a little bit of enforced boredom is not a bad thing for a person. I had one client who kept insisting that there was no way she could get anything done in 15 minutes. She was a jewelry designer. She's like, it takes me 15 minutes just to get my stuff out, you know. But then she made herself a little tray. So she had her things sort of already out and she could, you know, bring it out onto her desk, set the timer for 15 minutes, do a little work. Well, at the end of a week, she had completed 3 necklaces, which was 3 more than she had completed in the previous 6 months.
But what about when the project you're thinking about that won't leave you alone is huge? What if you want to write the next War and Peace or you want to make a movie? What do you do to sort of get any sort of progress done on something that seems so daunting at first?
Yeah, it's one of the great things about working with creative people is they get these huge, beautiful ideas, and they're so rich and complete, and they're long, and there's sequels and theme parks and T-shirts, you know, all kinds of things. And it's immediately overwhelming. You're immediately paralyzed because how could you even move forward on such a giant, giant task? So I think the key is...
Sam, have we lost you there?
You there?
Yep, you cut out for a second. So you were telling us the key to taking that big daunting project and rolling with it.
Yeah, chunk it out. Tiniest possible movements. Little itty-bitty movements. I have one client who decluttered her entire house in 5-minute increments.
Wow.
She had two twin toddler boys. She had, even 15 minutes was like, she was like, I don't have 15 minutes. But she had 5. And she would set her timer for 5 minutes, and she and the boys, she would do, you know, 10 inches of a bookshelf. She would do this part of one drawer. She said at the end of 10 months, her entire house looked like Dwell magazine.
Wow.
She said her mother came and could not believe it.
Wow.
Is there some element of self-deception here? Like, if we get ourselves on the hook to do that 15 minutes, some of the time we're going to get on a roll and just, oh, the time ran off, but I'm going to keep going here.
Absolutely. Sometimes you sit down for 15 minutes and get up 6 hours later, and that's great. We love it when we get in the flow like that. And like I said, in other times, you know, the 15 minutes is going to drag by. But the beautiful thing is when you know you are doing it every single day, it takes off that pressure of perfectionism. You know, if you don't do so good today, it's fine. You'll do better tomorrow.
So listening to you talk about that mother who decluttered her entire house in 5 minutes a day made me feel bad. I thought, oh, she's a better person than I am. She was able to declutter her whole house. Is that the fear you're talking about? I mean, is that the voice that stops you from beginning anything to start?
Certainly that comparison monster is going to get you one way or the other. I think thinking either they're a better person than we are, or the one I hear all the time that kind of makes me crazy is, well, it must have been easier for them. You know, like they must not have been so shy about putting their work out there, or they must, you know, somehow have more time or more money, or look, she's so beautiful, or, you know, she's friends with so-and-so, or look at her family. And I'm here to tell you, it is not easier for anyone. It's just as hard for everybody else as it is for you. And you've got to start right where you are.
Now, Sam, one tactic I try sometimes, it goes in fits and starts, is the magic to-do list. I'll jot down things big and small I need to get done. It seems to work for a while. Are you a fan of the to-do list?
I find that to-do is a little too much pressure for me. Like, I feel like I'm being chased by dogs. Like, it's too much. What I do is I label it could-do. I could do this because...
Oh, no, we lost another critical part of the sentence. What were you going to say, Sam, about why you like could do better? Sorry. We lost her for good.
Her this time.
Well, at least she got to answer that other giant cliffhanger, the 15-minute thing. We're going to try to get her back.
In the meantime, though, you can share your to-do list ideas, your anti-procrastination tips over at the Central Time Facebook page. Tweet us at Central Time WPR. Do we have time to get callers in here? What the heck? 800-642-1234. I got to say, this rings kind of true to me. You know, clean the basement. Never going to happen, right? It's a daunting, huge thing. Spend 15 minutes vacuuming the cat-sized hairball, or, you know, those dust particles in the basement. That I can do. I can do that 15 minutes and make it work, and that actually does something. Have you managed to break things down like that, Veronica?
You know, I think I'm more of a marathoner. It's funny you used the suggestion about cleaning your basement. Mm-hmm. I did clean my basement, but I pushed through. I muscled through. It was a marathon until, you know, the wee hours of the morning, which tends to be how I get things done. But sometimes, you know, that doesn't work because some jobs are just too big to finish in a single sitting. So it's interesting. The bite-sized chunk thing is a good suggestion.
Huh. But we're different people, you and me.
We are?
Yeah.
Good to know.
Well, Sam, you're back with us, Sam Bennett. Can you share some more success stories with this 15-minute idea? What have some of your clients, apart from that big house cleaning, gotten done with that 15 minutes before email of getting this thing done?
It's amazing. I have one client right now who's putting out a little video every single day. She calls it A Moment with Marianne, and it's a little one-minute video that she puts out. I've got clients who've finished novels. I've got clients who finished book proposals. I've got clients who've made movies and finished screenplays and changed jobs, started a new business. I mean, there's almost nothing that can't be done, at least in the beginning, in 15-minute bits. And this joy that you feel when you're actually in it is, I think, the thing that gets missed. You know, it's when you're not doing it, it feels big and hard and arduous. But when you're actually doing it, even if you've only done a little bit, it's like that feeling you have when you fall in love. I mean, the parking lot of the Trader Joe's is still a mess, but you don't care because you're happy.
Well, I want to get in a caller quick before we run out of time. Kurt in Wisconsin Rapids is with us. Hi, Kurt.
Yes. Say, I was reading a book once about ADD, and they said there's two times for people with ADD, now and not now. Hmm. And that pretty much typified my life, and the idea was do it now. And that has helped me immensely. I tend to get into a project, and then when I'm done, I walk away and leave all the mess still there.
But you're doing it now. Great. Kurt, thank you so much. And in our last moments here, Sam, is there something to that, to seizing the moment for everybody?
Absolutely. If you're having a thought over and over again, that's your engraved invitation from heaven. You know, don't put that off, particularly your creative projects. The world needs your art. Don't leave us hanging.
All right, Sam, thank you so much for joining us today and for the inspiration.
My pleasure. Thank you so much for having me.
That was Samantha Bennett, founder of the Organized Artist Company and author of Get It Done, From Procrastination to Creative Genius in 15 Minutes a Day. And hey, if you've got a big creative project that maybe she inspired you to take that 15-minute stab at, let us know. Tweet us at Central Time WPR.